Welcome to the Comair Podcast. My name is Kyle and I'm your host. This week's episode is sponsored by Only Doubles, where we smash burgers all day. On the Only Doubles front, it's been going pretty good. It's got me extremely busy. That's why I haven't been able to do a podcast in about 2 weeks. I actually miss talking into a microphone. I decided that this week I was going to really sit down and focus. One, because I have the time because of this beautiful storm that's passing through Southwest Florida right now. And two, because I think at this point, if I'm going to take this somewhat serious, that I really need to sit down and take notes and make sure I know what I'm talking about and I'm ready. That whole, oh, hey, I'm just recording this in one take, that only gets me so far for so long. But yeah, starting Only Doubles has been extremely fun, extremely stressful, and I can't believe the feedback that I'm getting. I'm honestly getting so much good feedback. Some things I need to fix, obviously. A lot of things that I want to perfect and get better at, of course. That's just the way I am. But for the most part, when somebody tells me how great my burger is, honestly, that to me is so rewarding. I think sometimes those compliments are worth more than money. So if you've ever eaten my cheeseburger and you've said something good about it, thank you so much. It means a lot to me. So on a funny note, I was thinking today of how that saying of, oh, you always want to save for the rainy day. Well, having a pop-up business that relies on being outside and having just a tent to cover you, it goes a long way, that saying to me. Save for a rainy day. You never know what's going to happen. And I think that's a pretty good lesson in life, you know. Save yourself for a rainy day. Save money for a rainy day. We all go through struggles. Life happens. I'm certainly one to be known to go through some stuff. A lot of it could be self-inflicted. But if you're going through anything crazy, if you're having a hard time, reach out to a friend, because we all know that there's days where we don't want to get out of bed, and I've certainly been there. Just a nice little refreshing thing to all my friends out there. You know, hey, if you're ever down, you ever need somebody, please give me a call. Anyway, so when you think of Orlando, do you think of anything more than just Mickey Mouse and tourism? I certainly had this big misconception of how I thought of Orlando. One, because unfortunately I got married at Disney World. We're not talking about that. And two, like, it was just always so full and so much traffic and so much tourism that I never liked Orlando. But ever since my brother moved up there, I can honestly say that Orlando is one of my favorite places to visit, not just in Florida, but period. I think it is very much a good gap between Florida and the rest of the country. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's one of the most progressive cities in Florida, obviously, but it's just a good time, right? Like, you have the parks, you have the family-oriented places, and then you have downtown, which can be a little rowdy, and you have neighborhoods like Winter Park and Mills 50, which I absolutely love. I think if I go to Orlando, I'm usually in that Mills 50 Winter Park area. And so today I figured we'd talk about a couple places in those areas and a couple places that are not. So if you've heard previous podcasts, I talked about the Salty Donut. The Salty Donut is blowing up. They have a location in Orlando, and that location in particular is very, very Instagram worthy. They have their own parking lot, their own seating area. The walls are painted. If you're ever in Orlando, do yourself a favor and check out the Salty Donut. That neighborhood that it's in, It's a really, really cool neighborhood. It's not far from Mills 50, and I promise you, you'll love it. There's some ice cream shops. There's some cool restaurants, one of which we're going to talk about, and there's some vintage shops across the street, actually. So if you're ever in that neighborhood, do yourself a favor, take some time and go through those streets, because there's a lot of cool stuff over there. So after you go to the Salty Donut, right down the street, there's this place called Gideon's Bakehouse. And I'm not a big cookie guy. I mean, I'll eat an Oreo once or twice. But these stinking cookies at Gideon's are phenomenal. I mean, I could say, honestly, that they're probably the best cookies, if you even want to call them cookies. I swear, they're like mini cakes and pie. I don't even know. If I could describe it, it's like you take a bunch of cookie dough, kind of cook it, and then encapsulate it in like chocolate chips or peanut butter crunches, you know, cookies and cream. They have pistachio toffee chocolate chip. They have triple chocolate chip, white chocolate caramel, macadamia nut. I mean, the cookies are enormous. They're so good. They're a little expensive, but I promise you, like, the best cookie you've ever had. And of course, they add some sea salt on top. Shout out to my buddy who I showed how to eat cookies the proper way by putting some sea salt on top. Takes it to that next little level. So yeah, those are my two like little breakfasty cookie and donut spots. If you're into coffee like I am, I struggle sometimes trying to find a good coffee shop. The cool thing about Orlando is they have a bunch of them. One of them is called Deeply Cafe Bottle Shop. Now, Deeply, I've gone there once or twice. The coffees are amazing. The vibe is really cool. It's downtown. It's not so busy. They have these really good breakfast sandwiches. And the one I had comes with bacon, egg, cheddar cheese, sriracha mayo, ketchup, crunchy potato sticks, and arugula. It's extremely picture worthy. I actually have a picture of it. The lattes are good, the drinks are good, and they have cool bottles of wine, natural wines and stuff like that. So if you're in that area, I highly suggest Deeply Cafe. There's another coffee shop that's pretty cool. It's called Binks, B-Y-N-X. And it's one of those places that, like, I've always kind of conceptualized in my brain. I always wanted to do a coffee shop with a hidden sneaker store. And yeah, that's pretty crazy, but I always thought, like, imagine going and sitting at a coffee shop and you see somebody kind of come through this like fake door or fake something, and they have a bunch of bags. Like, I think it'd be fun. It'd be cool if I was sitting there having a latte or something and I just see these people coming out with these sneaker bags. Always been an idea. I don't know if I would ever do it just because the sneaker life comes at you quick. There's a bunch of sneaker shops. The trend goes. One of my favorite stores in New York City, they have like this little cafe. It does extremely well. But anyway, so yeah, Binks. What makes them cool is they have a record shop and you can buy records. I think you can even play music there. I'm looking it up right now. Or they have music there, I'm sorry. So they have music events. You can buy records. It's a beautiful, beautiful location. And it is local, family-owned. So Binks is a really cool spot. I went there, super quiet. I actually bought a record. And yeah, check it out. Another one that I like a lot, and for one reason, it's a little bit far east from the, you know, normal downtown Winter Park area, but it's called Vesper Coffee. And the cool thing about Vesper is they have a cafe old fashioned, and it's basically a play on an old fashioned. So it's an iced coffee, simple syrup, bitters, and it comes with a cherry and a garnish of orange. And it was just so good. And I kind of make those at home. I buy iced coffee and kind of do that thing in the morning sometimes, pour it pour ice coffee or cold brew. I hit some bitters, a little bit of simple syrup, and you got yourself a coffee old fashioned. But yeah, Vesper, like I said, that was the place where for the first time I had a coffee old fashioned. All right, so if you're in the mood for a breakfast spot in the Winter Park area, there's this place called Briar Patch. It is extremely hard to get into, especially on the weekends. That place is packed. But Winter Park is this cool little like neighborhood. I like it. It's quiet. And it's very like, you know, people are out in the park and in the grass when it's nice out. But yeah, the Briar Patch, check that place out for breakfast. Deli Desires is another cool spot. I've been there. It's this unkosher deli, they call it. Has great sandwiches. It's a great vibe. It's open from in the morning till lunch. I think 2 or 3 they close. I would check that place out. It's called Deli Desires. So now we're going to get to one of my favorite sushi spots I've ever been to. And it is called Sushi Tomi. It is extremely authentic. And I absolutely love that place. The first time I ever went in there, the women had Komodos. There was a bunch of Japanese guys sitting at the bar drinking cold Sapporos. They have Sapporo on draft. I hope I'm saying that right. Yep, Sapporos. And they're ice cold when they come out to the table, and they're phenomenal. I've had pretty much everything on that menu before. They have ramen, they have sushi, they have curry, and I've had it all. I think I went there with my brother one time, and I spent over $100 just myself. God, I miss those days. But hopefully we'll be back there one day. It's amazing. It is extremely off the beaten path. It is in a strip mall, and it's probably one of the best overall experiences I've had. Super authentic. The curry is amazing. It's just super good. I have nothing bad to say about Sushi Tomi. So going back to that neighborhood where the Salty Donut is and Gideon's Bakery is probably my favorite, one of my favorite restaurants in Orlando, period. It is called Domu. It is one of those places that is always busy 24/7. It doesn't matter what time of day you go. It doesn't matter what day of the week. That place is always busy. And rightfully so, because they have some of the best chicken wings I've ever eaten in my entire life. Everything else is good. The ramen's good. They make their own noodles. The broths are fantastic. But by far, if you ask me what I want and what I crave from that place, it is the Domu wings. 6 extra crispy wings coated with kimchi butter sauce and sesame seeds. And it comes out and they're sticky and they're delicious and they have that umami flavor with the fish sauce and the kimchi. And it's just, I'm guessing that they put fish sauce because that freaking wing is so phenomenal. And as a matter of fact, it's so phenomenal that I'm going to crack open a beer and drink to those wings. I'm drinking a Victory Sour Monkey. They're pretty good. If you never tried it, they have them. They're 2 for 1 right now. Or buy one, get one free at Publix. Do yourself a favor and get you some Sour Monkeys. Anyway, they also have this amazing bar. It's got great cocktails. And the vibe is just, it's where I go every single time if I can get in. Obviously, it is extremely hard to get into. I'm not joking about it. They have 3 locations, and the original one is, I love it. It's just small, it's quaint, and it's hard to get a seat. They also have this appetizer called the Cheezus, and it is corn, kewpie mayo, melted mozzarella, Japanese togarashi, scallions, and lime. And it is amazing. I've made it at home several times. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll make it this weekend. It's so good. It is absolutely, I go there for the wings and the stinking cheese. I have a couple of drinks and I'm happy. That place is one of my favorite places. If I've ever told you to go there, I hope you listened and you've tried those wings, because I promise you, there's nothing better. So going to Mills 50, which is down the street from this location, there's this new spot called Tori Tori. And Tori Tori is really cool because they have this humongous bar in the middle. And it's one of those places where you go, you order at the bar, you grab a number, and you go sit down. They bring you all the food kind of as it comes, but they have amazing bar food. It is a Japanese-style pub. It is beautiful inside. There's a lot of gold and round booths, and you can sit outside when it's beautiful and nice in Florida, which is, you know, not so often, but I love it there. One of the best bites of food I've had is the blue crab and corn croquettes. They're phenomenal. I probably had two orders. We shared a bunch of stuff the one time when we went to this place. I tried the pimento cheese. It's okay. I mean, it's just pimento cheese with pork rinds. But the blue crab and corn croquettes were amazing. I had the gyozas. I had a bunch of skewers. We had a the chicken wing, the chicken thighs, the chicken oysters. I had some spicy shrimp. I'm telling you, I had a bunch of stuff on this menu and nothing disappointed. They have a pretty good happy hour from 5 to 7. An old-fashioned $7. And if you know me, an old-fashioned for $7, I'm there just for that alone. They got PBR tall boys for $3. I'm telling you, if you go to this place, you will not be disappointed. It is a beautifully decorated restaurant, and the bar program is really good. And while you're drinking, having like some chicken thighs on a stick, I mean, what's better than that? So I think those places that I mentioned, you know, the sushi spot is amazing. Tori Tori is good. Domu is also good. Unless you're going to get the ramen and you just kind of get the appetizers, those places aren't really going to fill you up. The one restaurant that I really like, and it's also in Winter Park, it's called Prato. Prato in Italian means plate, so it's got a nice little play on words. But the coolest thing about this place is the menu. They have amazing pizzas. Their meatballs are so good. Their seafood is good. And their pastas are amazing. You can't go wrong with the Diavolo pizza, pepperoni, pancetta, Italian long pepper, and it's a little spicy. So that one I like. The mushroom pizza is good. The Widowmaker is super good. The Widowmaker has hazelnut, romesco, black olives, fennel sausage, and farm egg. That one is very good too. The pastas, you can't go wrong. I think my brother had the leek ravioli the other day. Oh, he said they were amazing. My suggestion, by the way. But yeah, you cannot go wrong with Prato. It's a little hard to get in. I think the one thing, if you've ever gone out with me, this list that I have, the restaurants that I like or that I go to usually are pretty popular. I try to find places that are off the beaten path, like Sushi Tomi, that you can get in. But even that place is amazingly busy at times. I've gotten very lucky to get in, but that place is always packed. But yeah, that's going to be the list. So we got the Salty Donut, Gideon's for those cookies, Domu, Sushi Tomi, Tori Tori, Prado, the Briar Patch for breakfast, Deli Desires for some lunch, and then we got Deeply Cafe for coffee, and Binks. Oh, and don't forget Vesper. So yeah, next time you're in Orlando, check out some of those places. Go away from iDrive, go away from downtown, and really see what Orlando has to offer. Like I said, it's one of my favorite cities. It's an up-and-coming food scene. And now, especially that the Michelin Guide is going to be coming to Florida, I think there's going to be a lot of cool restaurants, maybe some that I've even mentioned, certainly some that are on my list, I think will make it. But yeah, I think Michelin is going to be Orlando, Tampa, and Miami coming up. So that'll be pretty cool. You better start going to your favorite restaurants now, because as soon as that Michelin Guide comes out, oh man, your places will be pretty much inhabitable if they get stars. So it's always good to see those restaurants succeed like that. But man, you'll never be able to get in, which is such a pain in the butt. But I think that's going to be it. This is the fourth time I've recorded this. I think today I had some time. I wrote some notes. I think it hopefully went a little bit better than the other ones that I recorded. And maybe I'm working on having a special guest, a friend of mine. We often talk about food and restaurants and stuff, and he may be joining me. We're going to meet hopefully this weekend, grab some drinks, and see if he can come on and we can chat about food and restaurants and all that fun stuff. If you live where I live, hopefully you have a good weekend. I know this storm's coming. Stay safe. It's nothing crazy. It's just a little tropical storm. We're used to that in Florida. But anyway, oh, one more thing. A book. I always try to recommend a book. I always tell myself I want to recommend a book. I never actually do. There's a book called Lady of Perpetual Hunger. It is a book by Lisa Donovan, and it is an extremely good read. I absolutely loved it. I read it from cover to cover. Well, I listened to it, but it's called Our Lady of Perpetual Hunger. It talks about the basic premise is how she became a baker, a Southern style baker, and the struggles of being a woman in a chef, a woman in a male dominated chef world. If you have some time, maybe even this weekend when all the rain is coming down, you can pick it up. It's called Our Lady of Perpetual Hunger. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you listen to this long, I really appreciate it. I know I have a couple followers out there who are going strong. I appreciate each and every one of you. Peace.